After the community was hit by a financial crisis that led to the East African Legislative Assembly and the East African Court of Justice to suspend their activities due to lack of funds in May, the Regional Assembly passes the community's budget of $114 million ahead of the deadline on June 30th each financial year. However, the budget process was mired this year with calls for sanctioning member states that have failed to remit funds. Fatuma Ndangiza is a regional lawmaker from Rwanda.
We don't want to have another community collapsing because there is no funding. We have Article 143 on sanctions. Why don't you apply sanctions?
Article 146 of the treaty establishing the East African Community indicates that the summit may suspend a partner state from taking part of the activities of the community if the state fails to observe and fulfill the EAC's fundamental principles, including the failure to meet financial commitments. DRC remains the biggest defaulter now, owing the community more than $21 million. The country is yet to pay any funds since joining the community 2 years ago. David Sankok is a regional lawmaker from Kenya.
It is very important that every state contribute. When you get a salary, you get an allowance, and you know that there is no taxpayers from your country. It is taxpayers from other countries. I have a duty, an obligation to protect the taxpayers of Kenya and the taxes of Kenya.
The chairman of the Council of Ministers, who is South Sudan Minister of East African Community Affairs, Deng Alor Kuol, says that DRC had internal issues and it's willing to pay.
They had to solve some internal issues, and I think they have managed to do that. And they are not leaving this region. And I want to advise that do not try to create a situation where somebody will try to take wrong decisions.
The newly appointed East African Community Secretary General, Veronica Nduva, called on the lawmakers to be patient and that DRC will meet its obligation.
There are three financial years in a nutshell, and they will make good their promise. And I was very convinced by the conversation we had, including inviting us to their capital to meet His Excellency President Tshisekedi. We are convinced, and as the chair says, let us give that country the benefit of what they say, and we stand together with them, and we continue to encourage them to meet their costs.
Member states that form the East African Community increased from 6 to now 8 member states in the last 2 years after the joining of DRC and Somalia. 60% of the community's annual budget this year will be contributed by member states, while 39% will come from development partners. Moses Aviarimana, VOA Africa, Arusha, Tanzania.